When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Oh, well into the season of Lent, and maybe some of you are listening saying, I really want to encourage my kids to pray, and how do I do that in ways that's accessible depending on their age, especially during the season? Well, our next guest is going to share some creative ways that can help encouraging everybody in the family to get involved during family prayer time. To lead today's prayer coach, I have Emma Thompson, and she works in this whole area. She helps in schools, and she works for 24/7 Prayer Ireland as well. Emma, okay, when I think about this, and I think about my own kids and friends and all that sort of stuff, there's all these kind of creative ways we can pray, but it's trying to get into a routine and carving out the time. How do you make a start on it?
Well, I think for us, my family, one of the things we started doing during lockdown, actually, when the world was in utter chaos, was every Sunday, or when we kind of got into a rhythm of it, we would get a big piece of paper and we called it paper prayers. And what we basically did was draw pictures of the things we were praying for. At the time, my son was 4, my daughter was below 2, so they didn't really have words to pray, or they couldn't really write, but they could draw pictures of the things that they cared about. So that's something we started in lockdown, that we started to pray using pictures. And my son, as a result of that, now says, I love prayer. I love paper prayers. Can we do it with everyone? And he would say, I love it because I can see my prayers happening. And it was a really simple way that as a family, we all do it. We all draw the pictures, and it doesn't need to be kind of artistic and great lens. I drew stick men mostly. But it was a great way for us to start praying into the things that mattered. And now my son's able to engage with what's happening in the world in a way that makes sense to him through prayer, through drawing pictures.
In a way, it's really what Jesus did, isn't it, Emma, in terms of it's meeting our kids where they're at. They like drawing, they like colouring. So that's where what we try and connect up with when we're trying to pray and pray together. But I love that you all got involved and everybody did it. But, you know, one of the things, I suppose, is just trying to bring it, weave it into our daily lives. So you have those special moments where you're doing, as you said, in that creative way, that example of sitting down and drawing out the prayers and things that your kids were praying for. But what about just kind of having it in our daily routine? How do you bring that into your daily life, and in a way that your kids aren't kind of like, oh, I don't want to do prayers now, you know, that it's not counterproductive?
Oh, totally. And I think it's about creating culture with your children, isn't it? It's about how finding ways that they start to see this as something that is beneficial and exciting and not just a drag, and finding those moments. I always think dinner time's a good time because you're eating anyway. Everyone has to eat. So taking a moment to be still at the dinner table and pray together. And that doesn't mean necessarily in silence. Sometimes we will do a little activity. So an example is putting beads on a bracelet to think of the people we want to pray for as a moment to pause and reflect together. You do have to be intentional with it. You can't just, it doesn't just happen, but you don't have to be the same kind of words at a time. You can use some creative ways to do it. And we have loads of resources to help people do that. But I would say be intentional in the times that you have with your children and try and meet them where they're at in ways that make sense to them. So how asking them to think about forgiveness or saying sorry might feel overwhelming, but seeing if you could get them to drop a tablet in water and watching it fizz and dissolve might help them think about saying sorry and what forgiveness means to them more. We just have to be a bit more intentional how we bring that into our day around dinner tables or morning or weekly.
Yeah, it's all about the intention, as you say, Emma. Now, I know you create creative prayer spaces in schools. Can we replicate this at home in an easy way?
Oh, yeah, totally. A lot of it's just really simple things that you have around your house. You don't need to have a box stashed away somewhere. Even just simple thing of washing hands, to think about, actually, when we wash our hands, to think about the things we want to wash away from God. It doesn't need to be complicated. Or using toys to think about the people in their lives. Actually, who do we want to pray for today? Does Teddy represent Daddy? Does little Barbie represent Nanny? How do we want them to be close to us or far away from us? You don't need to have a whole load of new exciting things. You can just use the things around your house and use the imagination to help children engage with that.
We have to engage our imaginations as well, by the sounds of it, Emma. Good advice.
A wee bit.
What about, how do you manage, you know, families that have children of different ages? So you might have, say, a 6 or 7 year old that's able to engage in a particular activity, and then you have, you know, a toddler throwing themselves on the floor. How do you manage that?
I think one of the things I've learned doing this job over the years is that actually it doesn't matter what age you are, doing something practical and creative can be really worthwhile to communicate to God or communicate God's love. And it just depends on the language that you use. So we have a thing called Thankful Play-Doh, and that's really good for children who maybe can't read or write, but they're able to make a wee Play-Doh person. And that's also really good for 6, 7 year olds, because they'll still engage with that. And dare I say, adults seem to love it as well when they can make their own thing. So a lot of it's trying to find things that actually all of us can engage with. We just might engage with it in different ways and at different levels. But there are things that we can do together as a family that meet them all. And we also have a really great app called Lectio for Families, which is a really great way for families to pray together, to pause and be still, like guided prayer. So there's a different ways that you can engage different levels, definitely throughout the day.
Yeah, you've got lots of great resources. Just finally to ask you, Emma, just say there's someone listening at the moment, they're saying, I really like the sound of this, but our family's never done the praying together thing. It'll be a whole new foray into our routine. Where do I start, and how do I kind of get it across the line?
I would say start simple. Find your language, just like we all have to kind of find the language that we speak and communicate to each other. Find your prayer language. Enjoy it. Have fun. Check out some people that have tried and tested some stuff already. There's loads of resources out there that if you think this is overwhelming, I have no creative bone in my body, how am I ever going to do this? You can check out websites, Pinterest, to think, actually, what would it mean for us to start small together, even in this Lent season, to focus on themes around forgiveness and love and hope. Even if you just focus on those three things together and thought, over the Lent season, over the Easter weekend, I want to do one activity to help my children engage with the Christmas season, and looking online to find it. Start small, find a language that works for your children and that speaks to them and helps them communicate with God, and see what happens.
I think you've given us lots of great advice today, Emma. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. That was Emma Thompson, our prayer coach, and there's lots of great resources on 24/7 Prayer Ireland if you want to go to their website, which is 24-7prayerireland.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.